Kris Kobach, even talk of amnesty drives up illegal immigration. By Robert Krajicek on July 17, 2020. The flow of illegal immigration is highly responsive to political talk of amnesty and related issues, noted Kris Kobach, Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate to represent Kansas. Offering his comments on Friday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Recent monthly reductions in illegal crossings into the U.S. across the southern border are largely a function of the Trump administration's Remain in Mexico and immediate turnaround policies, Kobach stated. He added, "You take those two policies together, and the word gets back very quickly among the coyotes and among the would-be immigrant communities that, hey, you can't just walk into the United States anymore." Political discussion on Capitol Hill and advanced by news media acts as a magnet for aspiring illegal immigrants in Mexican crime cartel selling human smuggling services across the U.S.-Mexico border, said Kobach. Whenever there's talk of an amnesty in Congress, all of a sudden the numbers of illegal border crossings tick upward, Kobach remarked. "The traffic at our border is very sensitive to policy changes. So if there's a policy change, it's just a matter of days, maybe even hours, and all of a sudden the traffic slows down or speeds up. So by taking the right steps, the administration has seen a real slowdown in illegal crossings, and that's a great thing. Listen. The push for amnesty is hyped during election season by open borders and pro-amnesty advocates," Kobach stated, identifying the Chamber of Commerce as such an organization. "We should secure the border first before we even talk about an amnesty," Kobach advised. He warned that amnesty for illegal aliens classified as Dreamers by a former President Barack Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals executive order was used as precursor for further amnesties. Kobach addressed his campaign for the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate to represent Kansas, highlighting Senate leader Mitch McConnell's opposition to his candidacy. "The big development is that the dark money super PAC that is almost certainly controlled by Mitch McConnell has just weighed into the race in the last week, and they are running tons, almost $3 million, worth, of negative ads trying to knock me out, and it's the same thing. McConnell comes in to knock out the conservative who's ahead." Kobach continued, "The crazy thing is, Republicans are lagging behind Democrats all across the country in U.S. Senate fundraising. So why in the world is McConnell spending $3 million worth of ammunition trying to knock me out when he should be saving that to defend Republicans in the fall or go to defend Republicans right now who are on the ropes in Colorado, Arizona, Iowa? There are so many places where Republicans are in trouble of losing a seat to Democrats," warned Kobach. "Why in the world are McConnell and his allies trying to take out a conservative Republican in a primary? McConnell opposes conservative populism of Breitbart types," assessed Kobach. "McConnell sees me as someone who stands for Breitbart populist conservatism, and I'm sure that's part of his opposition to me," concluded Kobach. "Another part of it is probably, McConnell wants yes men. He doesn't want disruptors. He doesn't want populist conservatives or Breitbart types who will come in there and point things out when something is corrupt and will push a very strong conservative agenda." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.